WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today we're diving into something absolutely crucial, something that can literally change your life. Building a strong foundation of self-discipline. Ever feel like you're just drifting through the day, reacting instead of acting? Like those good intentions are always there, but somehow, they never quite get off the launch pad? You know that feeling, right? Well, guess what? Self-discipline is the rocket fuel we need to blast past those feelings and actually make things happen. It's not about becoming some rigid robot or living in a world of constant deprivation. It's about gaining control over your impulses, making choices that align with your values, and ultimately, becoming the architect of your own life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house on shaky ground, would you? No way. Self-discipline is that solid foundation, the bedrock upon which everything else gets built, your goals, your relationships, your sense of purpose. It's not easy, but trust me, it's worth it. So, how do we actually go about building this rock-solid self-discipline? Let me give you 5 key takeaways that are gonna blow open your world. First up, get crystal clear on your values. What truly matters to you? Is it health, creativity, financial freedom, strong relationships? Figure out what's at the heart of your being and let those values be your guiding compass. Think of it like a GPS system for your life, constantly reminding you where you're headed and which direction to take. Next, set SMART goals. You know the drill. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. Vague desires are just that, desires. Concrete goals with clear deadlines give you something tangible to work towards. It's like having a roadmap instead of just wandering aimlessly. Remember, even small victories add up. Now, let's talk about building habits. Habits are the autopilot of your life. They run in the background, shaping your actions without you even thinking about it. So, choose habits that align with your values and goals. Want to eat healthier? Start by prepping a few healthy snacks each week. Want to get more exercise? Set aside 30 minutes every morning for a walk. Small changes, big impact. Fourth point. Embrace discomfort. This is where the real magic happens. Stepping outside your comfort zone builds resilience and pushes you beyond your perceived limits. Think of it like training for a marathon. Those early runs are tough, but they prepare you for the big race. You've got to challenge yourself, learn to enjoy the process, and keep pushing forward. Finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant. This reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated on your journey. Treat yourself to something you enjoy, share your success with someone who supports you, or simply take a moment to bask in the glow of your hard work. You deserve it. Let's talk about this practically for a second. Ever had one of those days where you just wanted to binge-watch Netflix and forget the world existed? I get it, we've all been there. But instead of letting that become your reality, imagine if you could use that same energy to tackle something productive. Maybe you clean out your closet, finally write that email you've been putting off, or learn a new skill. That's self-discipline in action, choosing what truly matters even when it's easier to hit the snooze button, both literally and figuratively. Remember, building self-discipline is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be setbacks, temptations, and days where you just want to throw in the towel. That's okay, just remember why you started this journey, recommit to your values, and keep moving forward one step at a time. So, take these 5 key takeaways and put them into action today. Get crystal clear on your values, set those SMART goals, build positive habits, embrace discomfort, and celebrate your wins along the way. You've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a favor, share it with someone who needs to hear these words. Let's spread the Stoic state of mind and build a better world together, one disciplined day at a time. Catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.